Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Commerce Club podcast. I'm your host, Sophie Biggerstaff, and this show is all about helping small product-based business founders debunk the challenges they're facing in their business right now. I've worked in the retail industry for the past 12 years with some of the world's biggest brands, including Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade, and Burberry, and I now use my extensive industry experience to help entrepreneurs like you set up and grow their brands.
Okay, so this week on the Commerce Club podcast, I am doing something a little bit different in celebration of the launch of my online course platform, which you guessed it, is called the Commerce Club. The Commerce Club is an educational platform where you will find courses designed and led by me to support you in starting your very own e-commerce or product-based business. I guide you through how to get started with developing your idea and turning it into reality so that you can make money from the products you want to sell from the day that you launch. I'm going to teach you everything I know from my 13-year career in the retail industry and give you actionable steps to take along the way to make sure you are moving in the right direction to set this business up. Let's just say, for example, you've got a great idea for a fashion brand or maybe even a new beauty product. You've probably been spending quite a bit of time searching Google for the answers to questions like, where should you even start with turning your idea into a business? How do you even find the products you want to sell? How much should you charge for your products? Will this business make you actually enough money to leave your full-time job? And how can you actually launch and make sales from this brand? Basically, the Commerce Club courses have been designed to give you the answers to all of those questions and give you a strategic action plan to get started, which is going to save you time on Google and money on making costly mistakes trying to figure it all out as you go along. So if you can visualize yourself in 6 months' time and you want to be seeing your first sales pinging through from your online shop after you source your dream products and launch them to a warmed up audience on social media, and you're committed to turning your ideas into reality, you are in the right place. Every day this week, I'm going to be sharing with you a module from the course with you completely for free. And today I'm talking about customer journey. So it's important to remember that nobody is just going to buy from you. For somebody to actually buy something from you, they need to trust you. They need to think you're credible. They need to understand what you can offer them and feel like they have a relationship with you. And you do this through taking them on a customer journey to convert. So how do you take them on a journey? I'm going to teach you that in today's episode because I explain it all in module 3 of my course, How to Launch Your Brand in the Commerce Club. And that's what I'm going to be talking you through today. So you can listen to the module right now for free.
So module 3 of How to Launch and Market Your Brand. Let's start by thinking about which journey you want to take your customer on when they enter into your audience right up until the point that they buy from you. So I'm going to talk you through what is a customer journey, you might be asking, and how do you actually start creating your customer journey for your potential customers. So what is a customer journey? Essentially, when you are launching a product out into the world, you can launch it to thousands and thousands of people. But unless you've warmed up those people to buy from you, unless they think you're a credible source, unless you've built a relationship with them, unless they trust you, they're probably not going to convert into sales. So we need somebody to really trust you and feel like you're a credible source to buy from in order to actually make that purchase with you. So we need to take them on a bit of a journey. So the stages of that journey, first of all, they're going to enter into your audience. This is probably where they've just found you on social media. They've just started to become aware of you. We then need to take them on a journey to become a lead, which is where they're going to start showing interest. So that's where you're going to be creating loads of cool content that they're going to start engaging with, and they're starting to absorb the fact that you exist. They're starting to understand a little bit more about what you do. They're starting to think, oh, that's a really cool product. I could do with one of those at some point. They then move on to being a prospect. Once they start considering to make a purchase, they've seen you multiple times on social media. They've signed up to your mailing list. They've expressed interest. They're almost ready to buy, but you just need to do something that pushes them over the edge to make them a buyer. And that is probably in the form of some kind of call to action or some kind of incentive to buy. They then, once they've bought from you once, hopefully they keep returning and actually become a customer. So they're going to be repeat customers over and over again because they trust you, they love your brand, they love what you do, and they keep coming back to you over and over again. This is the ideal customer journey that you're going to take your potential audience on. So let's have a look at what this actually looks like. So when somebody becomes aware of you, they're probably finding you through a third-party source. So they're probably not just finding you by finding your website, for example. They've probably found you on social media through a search or through like a recommendation. They might have Googled something, a keyword that is relatable to your brand and you've popped up on Google. It might have been a word of mouth referral. And that's because you've been creating really consistent content on your socials and you've been engaging on your socials with your customers And you're really trying to increase your follower count to broaden your awareness within your target audience. They then become a lead when they start expressing interest in you. So that's when they're kind of interacting with your content on social media. They're starting to open your emails or subscribe to your mailing list. They're starting to click through and go onto your website. Maybe they actually submit the pop-up form on your website that says to subscribe, and they're starting to capture all of the data through the pixel that's tracking on your website so you can retarget them with ads. When they're starting to consider a purchase, they actually become a prospect. So this is where they're really making a consideration to buy from you. So they're probably educating themselves more on your products. They're potentially adding products to cart but not yet quite ready to buy. They're opening your emails and they're clicking through on your emails, and that's all because of the content that you've been serving them is really serving them as the purpose that they're looking for. Eventually, they then become a buyer, and this is where they actually make a purchase with you. So that could be directly through your website, through a third-party retailer, wherever you're selling, in some way they've bought a product from you. The idea would be then that you need to retain that custom and make them a customer so they keep coming back to you over and over again. And potentially you do that by a follow-up email, get them involved in membership, subscriptions, loyalty points, so they feel like they're part of your community, your brand, and you're really serving them as a brand serving their customer. So how do you take your customer on this journey? So you want to capture their attention first. So obviously you need to be creating content that's going to be eye-catching to them, and they really want to be involved in what it is that you're doing. This then gets them into your audience. You then want to capture their data. So essentially their email addresses, their names, their date of births, phone numbers. You want to capture as much data as you can to start building out a really solid profile of this person to figure out how you can keep marketing to them. So once you've captured their data, that could be through lead generation ads, that could be through call to actions on your social media, through incentivized signups, through your landing page signups. You then have that data so that you can start feeding them with more content that is created specifically designed to get them to convert. So that could be emails labeling out your best-selling products, sharing testimonials about from your previous customers. You're essentially creating content that is going to push them to that conversion point so they become a buyer, and then you need to maintain that relationship with them. So that's why you're feeding them after sales content to keep them interested in what you're doing and still loving you as a brand. So you're providing them with excellent customer service and you're still continuing to maintain that relationship and nurture that relationship with them so they keep coming back to you. So customer data is some of the most valuable assets you can have in your business, because essentially it allows you to retarget the customer with all of your marketing material over and over again, which massively is going to increase your chances of conversion. So the action from module three then, so I want you to map out your customer journey. What does that look like? You can utilize the template that I've provided you, but you basically want to figure out where are they finding you, how are they finding you because of the content that you've created, and what's the next step that they need to take in order to get them down that customer journey from audience to lead to prospect to buyer to customer. So think about what that looks like for you, specifically to the sales channels that you are selling through and the customers that you're trying to target.
So if you loved what you heard in today's module clipping from the Commerce Club, there is plenty more where that came from. Why not head over to thecommerceclub.co and enroll in the Start Bundle to start taking action to turn your ideas into reality today? And I'll guide you through all of the other modules in each one of these courses that you heard a little taster from in today's episode of the Commerce Club podcast. So you can actually use the code STARTNOW to get 10% off your enrollment if you head over there right now. And I can't wait to see you there.